All right, this is Jim from the Home Tech Show. We're here at CES. I'm at the Motorola booth. I have found Randy. Randy, how do you pronounce your last name?
Kassar. Randy
Kassar. Randy Kassar from Motorola. He's a fellow podcaster and does social media for Motorola. We happen to come to the Motorola Cube or the Motorola area looking for another solution, but I found Randy. We started talking about podcasting. Randy, talk a little bit about for me what you use to do your podcasting with. What's that device that you have right there?
Sure. So, I mean, we got a couple of things. The one I have in my hand right now is a product that I just purchased actually last week. It's called the Zoom H4N. And for me, at an event like this where it's super noisy, I mean, right now you can hear this, you know, rap music video going on.
And that just plays over and over.
Yeah, for the whole week. But I kind of like the beat, so it's good. But yeah, you just need someone that has some auxiliary, some inputs.
Yeah, and you've got, so it's got two SLR inputs on the bottom, right?
Yep, or
XLR, sorry, that's right. XLR, right?
Yep. Two XLR inputs. We got a couple mics that I purchased previously.
What kind of mics do you use typically for your podcasting?
So we do podcasts, so stuff that's pre-recorded, going forward, I'm going to be using this. So I have two Sennheisers. One is more of an interview mic that's a little longer handle that I can kind of, you know.
Yeah, that is. So that's got about a 7-inch handle on it. And imagine that field around the microphone is pretty tight. So you get folks close up, noise.
It's definitely something that we use for when we're doing video as well.
Yeah, a lot of folks like SM58s for that kind of stuff. How does that compare? Have you used both? And does it compare to it? Or
the other one I have. Give me a second here.
Yeah, his hands are full, and I keep asking him questions, and we got a tight space at the booth. So,
no worries. So the other one I just bought is the E935. Again, recommendation from Guitar Center. I mean, I'm not really a hardcore audio guy. I mean, I create content, but went to the Guitar Center guys and said, hey, man, what's in my price range? So this was like 150 or so.
Okay, so a little bit more. SM58's about 99 or 100 bucks, I think. Those are pretty standard audio, real tough. I see a lot of folks using those. Maybe a little better quality on this, 50 bucks more.
What's amazing is just the when you put these mics into this to the Zoom, I don't hear any of this background noise. I mean, it really is super clear. It records it as a WAV file, and then on the device, it can actually encode it to MP3 if you wanted to. Or later on, you can USB to your computer and do whatever.
It records natively in WAV format.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I found that real helpful. I dropped that to Audacity, do some editing on that on ours.
Yeah,
in our
solution. That's what I've been doing. You know, I go back to the hotel room at night and just do all the stuff, upload it, and then it's ready for the next day.
Talk a little bit about Motorola and what you guys are doing from a social media standpoint. You have your own podcast. How would folks listen to the Motorola podcast if they wanted to do that?
Sure. So, you know, my group, I work on the developer program, so we work with Android developers that are producing applications, that are distributing them. They want to get discovered. And so kind of what we do is we try and create some engaging content that's kind of behind the scenes, not only our company, so say interviewing a product manager or something like that, but also maybe folks that are building applications and kind of like, why did you pick Android? What does your application do? What are some of the best practices maybe that you can share with the community? And so to listen to the podcast, you go to Blog Talk Radio. That's blog, like as in a blog. blogtalkradio.com/motodev. Or you can go to our developer website at developer.motorola.com. And, you know, over the past year, we started in April of last year. And at that time, it was kind of funny. Like, we didn't have any Motorola products. So not April of last year. April of 2009 we started. So we had no Motorola products, no Android-based products, but we wanted to find a way to get the community started thinking about Android and developing applications. So we started with a podcast, and we started seeing a lot of people listening to it and just a lot of engagement. With Blog Talk Radio, allows me to bring in any guest from around the world. You can either Skype in or you can call in via phone. So for me, you know, I didn't have a big travel budget. I can go everywhere and to all these shows. So I would say, hey, product manager in Chicago, or guy in Bulgaria. We had some Android developers over there call into the show. And we just had a conversation. It's usually about an hour long. Start off with, you know, who you are, what you do, and then go into the kind of details.
How long do your podcasts run?
Usually I try and make it about an hour. So okay. About a half hour of kind of just getting through kind of an agenda, and then a half hour of kind of taking questions from the audience. So we're on Twitter, so you can follow us on @MotoDev on Twitter. But also people can call in and do things like
Excellent.
That.
Excellent. Well, we'll drive some folks to your site, cool. Maybe get some listeners to go over there. Talk a little bit about Motorola. What's going on at Motorola at CES? What's kind of the big things that are happening here with Motorola? Everybody knows the Motorola brand, very strong out there. So what's Motorola doing here at CES?
So we got tons of new products that have been announced this week. We actually have the Motorola Zoom, so XOOM, and that was just released announced this week. And it's our new tablet running a Honeycomb. Great dual-core processor, NVIDIA chipset, great product. You guys can look at all the products online at Motorola.com.
When does that product ship?
I don't actually have the info on that, but it's coming out on Verizon. And also we have the Motorola Atrix 4G, and that is, again, dual-core processor, about a gig of RAM. And I don't remember all the specs.
Yeah, that's all right. All that stuff is out there on the web for folks to look at.
It's all out there on the web. Also, if you want to check out our YouTube channel, for product demos, go to youtube.com/sharemoto, SHAREMOTO, and there's a bunch of product demos making of the Motorola Zoom tablet. So it's kind of cool stuff.
Do you get, in your capacity at Motorola, do you get to kind of mess with some of that stuff that's R&D in the background as it's coming out?
I definitely see some of that stuff, but you know, there's some stuff that I only get like, hey, guess what we're announcing tomorrow. So I think you know it's really cool to be involved in a company that you love the products, that you actually use them, and that makes it more, you know, for me to talk about it, it's a little more interesting and a little more excited about it, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if I was working for, say, I don't know, not that it's wrong, but say enterprise for the government or something like that, that's not something.
Not like me, right? I do enterprise software.
That's what I was gonna say. I mean, I know that's what you do, but. That's not something. I'm very consumer oriented. You know, even though I do developer related podcasts, I'm really interested in kind of the consumer aspect of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I see you're in Sunnyvale as well. Now I grew up in San Jose,
cool.
you're not too far from my hometown. As you look ahead at Motorola, if we look maybe, you know, no NDA stuff, right? But is there anything you talk about that's at maybe 6 months to a year out from a Motorola standpoint that gets you really excited about a new product?
So for us, kind of what we've been talking about, we just became a new company. We recently separated from Motorola Solutions, and Motorola Mobility is now in the stock on New York Stock Exchange. MMI is a stock symbol. And that's kind of exciting for us. We're focused on Android, on these new products that we announced here at CES. And I think that's just kind of being able to focus and have the resources available, I think is kind of exciting for us in 2011.
Yeah, excellent. We our listeners, a lot of Motorola Droid folks that listen to our show. And so you may get some excitement around that as folks get excited about what's going on at Motorola. Randy, thanks for taking a few minutes. I appreciate you talking to me. Excited about when I get back, I'm going to look up your podcast.
Yeah, look it up.
And maybe at some point we can even do some cross-platform podcasting with each other. Do you guys do guest appearance on our show, maybe?
Yeah, I would love to. Just let me know.
Okay, excellent. All right, again, Jim Collison here, Home Tech Show. And we'll be back with more CES coverage a little bit later.